Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful spirit of worship here. Oh, I love worshiping my Jesus. It's good to see everyone. And happy Mother's Day to all of you women, women. I'm very aware that Mother's Day is not necessarily a happy day for everyone. I'm so aware of that. And so for you that don't have your mother with you, or maybe have suffered the tragedy of losing a child, or you want a child so badly and that's not happened, I'm so aware of that. And I want you to know I've prayed for you so much that Jesus will just comfort you and hold you close, and as only He can. So Mother's Day is special because there's not a greater, higher calling than to be a mother. You know, my mom, when I was young, used to tell me that all she ever wanted to do was be married and have children. And I thought, well, that's really short-sighted. I mean, really? And the older I get, the more I realize that's really nothing greater than just having children and molding, watching those children. Just, it's wonderful. I was blessed with a great mom. She was a prayer warrior and just a spiritual giant. So I thank the Lord for her every day. I also was blessed with a wonderful bonus mother, my mother-in-law. And Eric always said she liked me better than him. She would go shopping and buy me clothes and come home with nothing for him. So she was a wonderful bonus mother. And then I just have to say this too, that I was blessed with a great spiritual mom. 6 months after my mother went to heaven, we came down here to Paris and started satellite pastoring. And the first night that we were there, this couple walked in the door, Dave and Peggy Allen, and Peggy became my mom. I always said the Lord knew what I needed. I didn't have a biological mom and dad around anymore, but He sent me Dave and Peg Allen. And Peggy shared recipes with me and just welcomed me in. And I just feel blessed that the Lord, every stage of my life, gave me a great mom. So I like the funny things that kids say, and I like to get their perspective on things. So I interviewed my grandchildren and asked them a few questions. I have 9, and the 6 that are able to talk, I asked them 2 questions, and these are their answers. And I told them I would withhold the names, because one of them, my son said, "You better not tell his name or he may not live to see tomorrow." So I asked them what they love about their mom. And these are their answers. The way she loves us and takes care of us. She buys us, this is another one, she buys food and makes it for us. She cuddles with me and then tickles me. She is nice and buys me birthday presents, but she didn't use the paper we already had. She bought Star Wars paper just for me. Isn't that sweet? Another one, she comforts me when I'm sad or scared, and she loves me no matter what. That's what they love about their mom. I also ask them what annoys them about their mom. Because kids are just like that. They're just honest, okay? Okay, so here's what they said. Sometimes she has an attitude. That's the one that said, "Don't tell his name." Sometimes she's not fair. That sounds like a child, doesn't it? It's not fair. She gets mad at me and yells at me. Okay, moms, have we all done that? Yeah. Okay. When she smacks my booty, I don't like it. And the same one said, and when she wakes me up for school too late. Okay. He doesn't like that. He's a rule follower and an on-time kid. He didn't like that. And then one of them, which I thought was sweet, said, "I don't want to answer that question." Isn't that sweet? You know who she is. She has a heart, a tender heart. She said, I don't want to answer that question. So anyway, those are some things about children that I think I just thought that would be cute. So, my key scripture today, I'm not going to read it yet, but, don't check out on me, guys. Cause this verse, it says she, but it can apply to all of us. Okay. I know that title is really strange, so I'm going to talk about that here in a minute. But I just want you to know you're not just raising children, okay? We are nurturing a future, not just raising children. And that takes a whole lot of strength. And some days you might feel like you're barely keeping your head above water. I know, I've been there. And there is a saying that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I also heard a lady a week ago at a conference say, what doesn't kill you makes your story longer. I thought that was funny. Amen. So there's a quote by Jill Churchill, and she said, there's no way to be a perfect mother, but there's a million ways to be a good one. Okay? You might not be perfect today. No one's perfect in here except Jesus. You may not be perfect today, but you know what? You're the perfect mother for your children. So you just think about that. You're the one that God chose. So you're perfect for your children. Don't go to social media, okay? And say, oh man, cause that's the first place to find mom guilt is when you see what all these other moms are doing and they got it all together and you're like, oh man, I'm a horrible mother. You know, the Lord warns us in 2 Corinthians 10 and 12, here's what it says. We dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, it says we become fools and we're not wise. So you just compare yourself to Him and let Him help you guide your children down the right path. That's all that matters. Okay, let me talk about clothing for a minute. Because that title, when I told Eric that, he just kind of gave me a look like, Clothing. Outward clothing can say a lot about a person, okay? And you can actually identify people by what they're wearing. For example, a priest. Do you know when you see a priest by what he's wearing? What's he wearing? A robe and a white collar. So you know, oh, he's a priest, okay? How about a medical doctor? A white coat, okay? So we can identify people by what they're wearing. How about an airplane pilot? I love looking in the airport, and people are all dragging their luggage behind them, and then here comes one with some luggage, and, you know, he's got the hat, and he's got the white shirt and the tie and the gold things on his shoulders. He's an airplane pilot. And then in honor of our Xander, who's back with us today, a military uniform. We can tell when they're military by the camouflage outfits they wear oftentimes. So outward clothing says a lot about you. You can also have wardrobe mishaps. Pants unzipped. If I wear something white, I'm probably going to spill something on me. Okay. Has anybody ever left home with two different shoes on? Yep. Okay. So we can have mishaps too. All of these things deal with our outward wear. But today we're going to talk about how we're dressed inside. Okay. And that says a lot about you also. So before we start, I want us to pray. Jesus, thank you that you are here today. Thank you for your word, which is alive. And Lord, and it's powerful. And Lord, it's just as powerful when you said it as it is when it comes out of our mouth. So I pray today, Lord, that your word would be powerful today and that we would all leave this place today encouraged, Lord, to work on the inner man. Let you work things out of us and let you put things in us that will benefit others and that will benefit the kingdom. Pray, Lord, for the anointing to be on my lips and God, that we would just all learn together. I thank you, Lord, for this privilege and this honor to speak your word. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Lord convicted me on that. I was a few days ago thinking, you know, this is not easy for me. It's really not at all. I often said if I could sing my sermon, I'd be okay. If I could just sing it. But the Lord impressed on me about a month ago that instead of waiting for him to ask me, that I needed to volunteer to do this today. So I did. I went to him, and the Lord gave me a scripture to teach on. And this week, I'm like, oh, a few more days, 12 more hours, and it'll be done, you know? And the Lord convicted me last night of that and said, what are you doing? This is an honor. It's an honor to speak the word of God to people. It's an honor. And I said, yes, Lord, it is. Forgive me. Okay. If you'll turn your attention to Proverbs 31. Now, don't check out on me. That chapter, every woman goes, oh, I can't do that. I can't live like that woman. You can. You can. But I want to focus on these two verses, and it applies to all of us in this room today. Okay? Let's read it. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. All right? So we've already talked about clothing a little bit. In this verse, clothing is referring to her identity and her character. It's not who she is. It is who she is. It's not just temporary or occasional behavior. There's a couple of great verses. Colossians 3:9-12 says, don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Who wants that? Sign me up. Yes. Okay. Also in Isaiah 61:10, it says, I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for He has dressed me. This is the NLT version. He has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. Aren't you glad? That is our inward. That is our inward, and that is what others are going to hear, what you're wearing. They're going to hear if you're full of gentleness and kindness and humility, and if you live like a righteous daughter of the Lord. Amen. The next point in these verses, she's clothed with strength. Strength. Inner resilience. Not just physical ability, but ability to endure hardship and stand firm in the faith. You know, moms, women are some of the toughest humans on earth, okay? They are tough. Being a mother is learning about the strength that you didn't know you had, okay? They endure childbirth. That's tough. Pregnancy and childbirth, okay? They keep on going with very few hours of sleep many times, and you just keep going. You have to have that inner strength and resilience. Moms have magic. They make you feel better without medicine. Give you a hug, okay? They're able to see the best in the child even on the worst day. They're able to see the child, the strength in them. And they will sacrifice sleep, time, money, and their own wants for their children. So strength, the inner strength that the Lord gives women is absolutely amazing. She is clothed with strength and dignity. Okay? Your children never get too old for you to be concerned about them. That's another beautiful thing about motherhood. I know there's moms in here that maybe are estranged from their children. Keep praying. Just keep praying. Never stop. I know that breaks your heart. But He takes our weaknesses. He takes our cry. He takes our tears and turns them into something beautiful. I'm going to cry so much I can't see. One example in the Bible, and there's many, of a strong, strong woman is Queen Esther. Rather than just staying safe in her place as queen, she chose to risk her life and in order to save her people, the Jewish people. And the way I feel like the words she spoke in Esther 4:16 shows her strength. She said, "If I perish, I perish. I'm going to do this no matter what happens to me. If I perish, I perish." So she was strong and showed her total commitment to do what God had called her to do. Let's read Isaiah 40, verse 21. "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Strength. Inner strength. The word tells us that we can be clothed with that inner strength. She's also clothed with dignity. Self-respect. And carries herself with grace, no matter what the circumstances are. You know what? Our identity is based on who Jesus says we are, right? That's our self-respect. It's in Jesus. A great example in the Bible is Mary Magdalene. She did not let her past define her and hold her back, okay? She delivered from 7 demons, and yet she was so devoted to Jesus. Devoted follower of Jesus. She was one of the last to leave him at the cross, one of the first to meet him at the tomb. And I love what she said when she ran, and one of the first to tell the disciples that he was alive. "I have seen the Lord." Okay? So don't let your past hold you back, because that's not who you are. Who we are is who Jesus says we are. So we can be clothed with strength and dignity. This next one, in the verse, my key verse, it says, she laughs without fear of the future. Couldn't think of how it said it. She laughs without fear of the future. So she's confident. Because why? Her faith and trust is in God, and she is free from freedom. She is free from fear and worry. A hard one for us women. A hard one for us to let go and trust God and not be fearful and worry. My favorite verse on this, I think, in the whole Bible is in Matthew 6. It convicts me every time I read it. "Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Amen. So this woman that's strong and she's a strong woman. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She doesn't worry about tomorrow because she knows her faith is in the Lord. Amen. And she speaks with wisdom. Words have power, and she chooses wisely. Do we choose wisely? I hope we do. We're working on it, right? To choose wisely what we say. She speaks with wisdom. Proverbs 12:18. Some people make cutting remarks. Again, the NLT. Some people make cutting remarks but the words of the wise bring healing. Amen. Oh Lord, help us to watch our words, to bring healing to others. Proverbs 18:21, again in the NLT. The tongue can bring death or life. I chose this version because I loved what it said here. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. All right. All right. I have a tissue. Choose your words. Okay? Choose your words. Her words bring kindness, it says. She's a teacher and influences others, because it says wise instruction is on her tongue. You know, your tone matters. You can say something and the tone is just the way the tone in which you say it can change everything. Where's that verse? Proverbs 14:1. I skipped down there. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. And you know what? It's rarely ever with our hands. It's with our words. Okay? A wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands or words, the foolish one tears it down. I'll go back up to Colossians 3. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. 2 Timothy 2:24. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Who are we influencing? Who are we teaching and influencing with our words? What is clothing you spiritually and emotionally every day? What are you wearing that others are going to hear? The words of your mouth, the character, your strength and your dignity. Others will hear that. Are we relying on the Lord for strength? Or are we relying on other people to validate us and tell us how great we are, what all we've done? We need to rely on the Lord for that. How do you respond to uncertainty? With fear or with faith? It's just some questions to ask ourselves today. Okay? Do our words reflect wisdom? Do we think before we speak? Or just let the words come out on impulse? The scripture says that wise instruction is on her tongue and she speaks with kindness. In Matthew 12, the Lord tells us that out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever you put down in here is what's going to come out. And let's influence others for God. Let's influence others. Let's let them hear. I mean, you can see it too, but let's let them hear what we're clothed with inside, with strength and dignity, and choose our words wisely. I'm going to read the key verse one more time. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. So I was praying about how to end the service. I know it's short. And I felt like the Lord wanted us to pray as a group for all the women in here today. not just moms, but women. So this morning I asked Eric, I go, hey, are you going to end the service or am I going to end it? And he said, I really feel like we're supposed to pray for the women. And I hadn't mentioned that to him. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to pray for the women. But you want to have some other things to say? No? Please.
Amen. Great sermon, right? I cannot imagine preaching a sermon with that tone of voice. I just it's not within me to do that. I mean, I think the one thing that really grabbed my heart is she faces the future without fear. There's so much fear in this life. I mean, and when your kids are small, you're just wondering, Lord, am I doing right? You know, nobody tells you this is the right way. Do this. You know, you're just saying, Jesus, help me, right? Hey, mom, can I go to this party or can I do this or can I hang out with this child? You know, and who has the answer to that? But I thank God for this verse. She faces the future without fear. Why? Because she's doing everything she can. I'm not trying to preach your sermon. You come on up. Because she's relying upon the Lord, right? Only you know your child, you and God. No one else knows your child better than you do. And God is not going to give someone else the instruction for your child. He's going to give it to you. And so you have to be fully confident that you are hearing God, that God is directing your steps, directing your instruction. And even when we blow it, and we blow it often, right? Even when we blow it, somehow God redeems it. God redeems the bad decisions. I don't understand how he does that, but he does. So I like Treva, I really wanted to pray for mom. So moms, would you just come on and stand up here with us? And I guess everyone, if everyone would just stand, because we don't want to just pray alone. We want you to pray with us. So moms, come stand up close. Treva, get up here. I want you to do something for me that I need your participation in, okay? I would like for everyone to bow your head and close your eyes. And for the moms up here, if you feel like you're just over your head and you feel like you're just drowning, right now, that you really need God's touch and his emotional strength, I want you to open your eyes and look at me. Amen. 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 Okay, there's several that are just looking at me. Okay, you can bow your head back. I just wanted to give you that moment of privacy, but I've had this on my heart since the middle of the week. I believe God wants to strengthen you. And I was glad that Treva spoke, because has always been a lot more encouraging than myself. Sometimes I don't know. I just don't have that gift of encouragement, I don't think. But you need to be encouraged by God this morning that you are doing well. You are doing well. No matter, you know, you don't stop parenting because your kids are 18, right? You don't stop parenting when your kids are 40. You just keep plugging away. Now, your parenting changes through the ages. You have to be more selective of when you give those words of wisdom. Oftentimes, honestly, as parenting adults, oftentimes you just keep your mouth shut and you just pray about everything, right? The things that you see when you're there, you just take it to the Lord. You don't necessarily take it to them. So we're going to pray. You need to pray too, because God gave you this sermon and not me. I'll pray first and I'm going to have you pray, okay? Father God, we just come before you, Lord, right now for these ladies, these mamas. God, how special they are to the families, to their kids, but also to their husbands. God, there, the verse says that the husband's heart rests safely in his wife's. Lord, that she holds his emotional heart. She holds him, and it's with her strength and honor that this man trusts her so much. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, not only for the mamas that gave us birth, but for the mamas that help raise our children, Lord. Lord, they are such a gift that you have given us. And Lord, I recognize, Lord, that many of these mamas up here may be raising their children by themselves, God, and that's such a great weight, Lord. It's because they don't have someone to bounce the questions off, the answers, Lord. They are strictly doing, Lord, raising that child by themselves, and I thank you, Lord, that you are there, God, that you will be the father to the fatherless, God. You will be that partner to that mama, Lord, that looks to your wisdom, and I pray, Lord, for an encouraging strength right now for those that feel overwhelmed by life, God. I pray the strength of the Holy Spirit would come in and touch these moms and bring that strength and courage. There it is. It's the courage that we need, God. We need courage. We seek your face right now to give these ladies the courage they need to stand up in this society and not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their minds. I thank you, Lord. We may not parent like every other parent on the block, and we're not every other parent on the block. We are your people. We are the ecclesia, the called out ones, and we are raising men and women of God. Lord, there's no other desire that we have in this life but to see our children serve you with all their heart, God. Lord, we do not want to get to heaven without our kids. God, I pray, Lord, save our children, God. Save our grandchildren. Lord, I pray, give these ladies courage. Give them wisdom, God. Give them everything they need. Touch them financially, God. I pray there would be no fear of the future. I bind that in Jesus' name. Every time Satan says, Lord, there's scarcity. Every time Satan says, you don't have enough. I pray, God, right now that they look to you, their heavenly Father, and say, God, I know that you are enough. You're always enough, God. Rain down whatever they need today by your presence, by your Spirit. Jesus' name, keeping this attitude of prayer.
Jesus, you are more than enough. I pray for every woman standing up here today that feels overwhelmed, that feels like a failure, that feels like it's never going to change, never going to be any better. I bind that in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will release them from that, that you will give them eyes of faith. Give them a heart, Lord, that seeks after you, Lord. And you promised, God, you would provide everything we need. Give her peace over her children, that you've got them, that you know them, and that you love them, and that all she has to do is stand. Stand and see. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord over her children. Lord, those raising small children, give them the physical resilience they need to stand and to keep going day after day after day. Those that are raising teenagers, give them what they need, Lord, to give them wisdom from above, Lord, to know when to say yes and when to say no. I pray for their children that they would choose wisely, that their friends they choose would be those that would encourage and draw them, lead them closer to the Lord, not away from them. I pray for those that have grown children that they don't see much or talk too much. I pray, Lord, that the bond will still be there. I pray, Lord, if they're estranged from them and they don't see them and talk to them, I pray, Lord God, that you will give her comfort, give her the strength, Lord, to keep believing to keep believing. Lord, you are into restoration. Lord, you love families. You love the home. You created it, Lord. It was your idea. So, Lord, I pray, God, for restoration. I pray for household salvation. Lord, those children that are not following you, I call them in. I call them men and women of God. I call them wholeheartedly walking with you daily. Lord, the prayers of a mother, the prayers of a mother are strong. Lord, the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And Lord, a righteous mother, there's no prayer like that. So Lord, I pray that you'll help her to just continue in faith and believe. God, I pray for all these women today that they would realize and know how special and how treasured they are, Lord, by their families, but most of all by you. Bless them, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let me say one more thing that Treva mentioned in it, in her sermon. She said mom guilt. And I have found that there really is a lot of that going around. You know, whether you have grown children or little kids, there's a lot of mom guilt. Did I do it right? And you just need to tell the devil to take a hike. Okay. Just don't put up with that. You did the very best of your ability, or you're doing the very best of your ability. And where you're insufficient, God is sufficient. God will make up the difference. So don't listen to the lies of the enemy saying that you're not enough or you did it wrong. God makes up the difference. Amen. Amen. Where's Denny? Is Denny here today? Yep. Don't anyone look at the time, because that ain't ever going to happen again. So,
amen. Thank you all for being here. If this is your first time with us, welcome. We have a gift for you at the Welcome Center there. If you grab it on your way out, that would be great. We have time, so I could say a word or two, right? No, but I just want to say, you know, Pastor Eric had the ladies that were feeling overwhelmed to look at him, and I'm so glad that God gave that opportunity for you to be honest with him, honest with the Lord. But I want to encourage you, this is a judgment-free place. I want you to feel encouraged. When you feel overwhelmed, share that with your fellow believers, because we are one big family. Right? So you're not going to get judged. You're probably going to get hugged and cried on and all that other stuff. But I encourage you, don't listen to the lies of the enemy, right, that tells you that you're the only one dealing with this and everybody else is better than you and all the other nonsense he says. Raise your hand. Receive the Lord's blessing today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And go in peace and serve the Lord. God bless.